الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. First we will do our wazifas, which we have done in detail. We will read our wazifas. The first wazifa, to save us from all types of worry, depression, to read the last part of the last ayat of Surah Tawbah 7 times. Let us read it all together. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. In order to get the du'as of 70,000 malaika, angels, all the time. And if a person dies when he had read this wazifa, he dies as a shaheed. Let us read that together. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. In order to get protection from all types of evil, whether it is of health problems, whether it is of jadu and jinn, whether it is of robberies, hijackings, whether it is of nafs and shaitan, to get protection from all types of evil, read the 3 quls 3 times each. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. to save ourselves from four deadly diseases, becoming blind, becoming mad, becoming paralyzed, and from leprosy. Read this dua three times. Subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Five things which are very dear to every human being: his life, his wife, his children, his possessions, and his deen. Read this dua three times and Allah will protect and give barakat in all these five things. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. To have 100% ikhlas, not one bit of riya, to do things for show, sum'a, for name and fame. Read this dua at least once every day. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. To get all the duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the 23 years of duas of Nabuwat, we should read this dua also at least once every day. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Then previously we had discussed the virtues of Ishraq and Chash Namaz, and then in the last majlis of Awwabin. With regard to Tahajjud Namaz, Tahajjud is a Namaz which is between 2 and 8 rakats. That is the length of Tahajjud Namaz. And the time of Tahajjud Namaz, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, Kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-isha fahuwa min al-layl. Whatever nafil is read after Isha namaz, it is qiyam al-layl, you get the sawab of tahajjud for that. So the minute we are finished with our Isha namaz, and Isha namaz is basically the four faras and two sunnati muakkada. We have to read Isha that we have learned is 17 rakats. That is not really, if you see it, correct. Because witr namaz is not part of Isha namaz. It's a separate namaz of its own. And if you want to read the four sunnati muakkada before Isha, by all means read. If you want to read other nafil sunnati ghair muakkada before Isha. And sunnat ghair muakkada after Isha, two rakats, by all means read. But the basics of Isha is four faras of Isha, two sunnati muakkada. That is the Isha. And once you have finished that, if you read nafil now, even two rakats, it will be your tahajjud will be made. This tahajjud after Isha, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his beautiful way used to say, is like eating simple food, like dal roti. And the tahajjud at 3 o'clock in the morning, up past 3 in the morning, that is like biryani. So in the hope of biryani, don't leave out your dal roti. Perhaps your eyes won't open, you'll be hungry, you'll be weak. So eat your dal roti, and if your eyes open, your appetite for biryani will always be there. Then eat your biryani also. So make your tahajjud at night. If your eyes open again in the morning, half past 2, 3 o'clock, make tahajjud also at that time. And the tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to be usually 8 rakats. He used to make 8 rakats. And he used to make his witr after tahajjud. So when we have finished our tahajjud, the last namaz, make your witr namaz. If you are sure you're going to get up at night, then delay your witr also. The time of witr and tahajjud is the same time. Therefore, in Ramzan, after Taraweeh namaz, everyone, Mufti Saab, and everyone reads a witr after tahajjud, after witr, Taraweeh. which shows that the time has started. It's permissible to read your witr, so it's permissible to read your tahajjud, because the time of tahajjud and witr is one. And that is, there is sequence also in that. That you have to first finish your Isha, then only you can read your tahajjud and your witr namaz. You can't read it before your Isha. Just like children like juice when they drink, eating and cold drink. So parents, they'll tell them, first eat, then you can get your juice, then you can get your cold drink. So that sequence is important. And in one hadith, four great benefits of tahajjud have been mentioned. The one is adabu salihin. It is the practice of the pious people, and which our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi in his beautiful way used to say that there is a register kept by Allah of all the salihin, the pious people, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah. And amongst many other things, those people who make their tahajjud, even if it's just two rakats, even in a sitting position, even short surahs, but their name will go into that register. Because whoever reached tahajjud, this is the way of the salihin, the name will go in the register of the salihin. We don't need our name in Guinness Book of Records. If our name can come in the register of the salihin, what greater thing can there be? The second thing, qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. You become not a VIP, but a VVIP by Allah Ta'ala. Very, very important person by Allah Ta'ala. And that is, like in this world, if VIP arrangement is made for somebody at an airport, as soon as he gets off the aircraft, there is somebody waiting with his name written on a board. He says, I'm that person. And from there, they take you directly to the VIP lounge. You sit down, very comfortable couches, everything. You have juice, you have ice cream, you have chocolate, biscuits, everything is available there. They take your passport, they take your baggage tags, and they get your passport stamped, get your baggage for you, come and give it to you. There is your car, now you can go. Just like that, wallah, many, many people of this ummah on the day of Qiyamah will get VVIP treatment. As soon as they come out of the qabrs, which is the mode to fly to akhirat. As soon as you come out, then announcements will be made. Amongst them will be, where are all the tahajjud guzar? All those people will stand up. We used to make tahajjud. It will be said, come under the arsh of Allah, the shade of the arsh of Allah, which will be the VVIP lounge, where all types of ni'mats, blessings will be. And you can sit here and see what's happening. People are going through immigration now. They are going through customs now. And if you want to, you can go directly into Jannah. So amongst them will be the tahajjud guzar. Also, those seven groups of people, not seven people, seven large, large groups of people which have come in one hadith, will get the shade of Allah's arsh on the day of Qiyamah. And ulama, Allah reward them, they have taken out from the hadith, that's not only seven, up to 14 groups of people. Seven have come in one hadith. But in other hadith, another seven have been mentioned. And they've put them all together. So all these people will go direct into Jannah, no hisab kitab for them whatsoever. Amongst them is tahajjud guzar also. And then the third great blessing of Allah Ta'ala for tahajjud guzar is that mukaffaratul lisayyatikum. By the barakat of tahajjud, your sins are being forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. And the fourth one, manhiyatun anil ithm. It is your powerhouse to save you from sin. Because almost everyone will agree, he doesn't want to miss his namaz, but he inevitably misses. He doesn't want to become angry, anger overtakes him. His eyes, he doesn't want to look at other women, but his eyes falls, he gets involved, he looks at other women. By making tahajjud, Allah will give you the power to stay away from guna. So what a great thing also, by making tahajjud, eventually you'll see your gunas, you'll have the power and strength to stay away. So four great virtues of making tahajjud namaz. So it is very easy, every person can make tahajjud. Many buzurg say from the age of 3, from the age of 4, 5, we never missed our tahajjud. So in this way, everyone can make his tahajjud very, very easy. May Allah give us tawfiq to be regular with all our nawafil also, inshallah.